right, I'm rolling now. If you could give me your name and title, just so it's on the recording.
Sure, it's Vaughn Scott, and all of my efforts is, I always say my title is, I'm Benny Breeze's agent, and I'm actually, though, representing my three children. So they're the reason that I've put myself in the middle of what is, however, should not be a political subject. I mean, this is, to me, it's about infrastructure, not about politics. So,
can you really say it's not a political project, though, given that the mayor and two governors have appointed the board, the authority, and everything?
I mean, my position, I'll be glad to send you. I've actually written. Have you seen my article or my PDF, Bridges, Myths, and Facts?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, it pretty much lays out my argument. I also, I don't know if you've seen my email or not. That I sent out to everybody talking about the concern that I have as it relates to UPS. We can argue and debate about, you know, if we have a bridge become structurally deficient, and the engineers are telling me, nobody wants to go on record, but the engineers are telling me there is as much as a 50-50 chance that either of those bridges, either the Kennedy or Sherman-Minton, could become structurally deficient within the next 10 years. It's literally a coin toss, and we never know when. And if either one of those becomes structurally deficient, then we know UPS would have to leave because their shareholders wouldn't allow them to stay. And so we can debate, and they, you know, obviously they're just one of many companies, but I think that one is the one where you can clearly see all the systemic problems that could result, God forbid, the worst comes to pass. And certainly, you know, we can discuss and debate, and I think we should move swiftly, and I think we should consider other points of view. However, you know, we need to avert the problem and the crisis. If you've had access to my email, you'll see the images, the pictures that I took, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to bet my future on that kind of infrastructure.
And how did the Benny Breeze project come about then?
I have several roles in the community on both sides of the river, and as a board member of various organizations, and I became frustrated because I couldn't get access to the facts. And today in the meeting, you know, Mimi Runyon with River Fields, you know, was expressing the same kind of frustration. And so, you know, after becoming frustrated, I finally just decided that, you know, the best way I knew to get at the facts was to talk to a couple of young, talented people who many people probably hadn't heard of previously, but who were very passionate and great filmmakers. And I told them literally from the first time that we sat down, I explained to them as I explained to you, you know, this is simply me as a concerned citizen trying to protect the futures of my children and making sure that they have the opportunity, should they so choose, to move back here at some point. If they move away to college, you know, hopefully they'll want to come back and hopefully there'll be opportunity here. And if we don't have infrastructure, there's not going to be opportunity. And,
who is the target audience of the Benny Breeze video?
You know, it really is just people who are not, well, it's been interesting because initially it was really just intended to get to the public who really isn't thinking about the subject, you know, because we really felt like it should not be a political issue, but since everybody had made it one, we needed to get the public informed. And unfortunately, the only way we knew of to quickly get people's attention was to take the approach that we've taken. And if you visit our website and you visit, you know, www.bforbridges.com, that's the number 4bridges.com, there's an About Us tab that really explains a lot of what Benny is about. There's a lot of thought that's gone into it and a lot of discussion. And at the end of the day, you know, we really just want the facts to get out there, and we believe the facts will stand on their own, at least as we know them today. But we also realize that there's a lot more that needs to be learned, and we feel like, you know, it's crucial that the facts do be, you know, that the facts are conveyed as soon as they're available. We understand that, you know, it's not a perfect world, and unfortunately, you know, information is not available as readily as we would all like and as we've all become accustomed to. I mean, we're in the instant gratification society today. You know, if it takes more than 2 minutes, it's too long, and you know, unfortunately, people tend to listen now more to sound bites and they tend to argue and fight more than to actually think about, you know, what are the things that they actually have in common. You know, there's enough divisiveness in this world. We were really just wanting to create a new way to start a new conversation because we knew the traditional messages and, you know, the traditional organizations were going to reach their populations we feel like it's really important as an overarching theme. The thing that's most important to us is that we feel like, generally speaking, community leaders have become, unfortunately, more disconnected than they should be with the community. Now, that's a generalization. That's not true. There are certainly exceptions everywhere. But I will speak from experience. I feel like I, as a community leader, had started to spend too much time with other community leaders and not enough time, as I did when I was growing up, literally in very poor sections of southern Indiana and Louisville. I mean, I literally grew up on both sides of the river from the time I was 10 years old.
So how does Benny Breeze get people interested?
Well, he reaches people that you wouldn't reach otherwise. I mean, the guy next door who you can't ever, you know, he doesn't read the paper, but he's on the internet all the time. I mean, it's truly intended for anybody who's going to enjoy some humor and who's going to also want to be informed with facts.
About the humor, there have been some complaints from people who have seen it saying some of the racial overtones are upsetting, that it's taking the wrong sort of tone overall. What's your response to that?
It's funny because nobody has seen the film, including myself, other than the writers and the directors at this point. So,
but even the trailer, people have been complaining about the trailer.
Yeah, but this is another issue that I have a real problem with. You know, people want to point quickly to faults. I mean, this is another problem that I see in the world today. We want to quickly criticize the one or two things that aren't exactly the way we would want to have them. But let's face it, alcohol and tobacco have been, you know, the backbone for, and literally were the backbone for hundreds of years for a greater part of this region, or a significant element at a minimum. But yet, just because somebody has a glass that was water, by the way, you know, we're going to automatically assume that that's alcohol. It was water.
I'm not sure I follow.
What's that?
I'm not sure I follow your metaphor there.
Well, that's how they draw the conclusion that there are, you know, discussions of alcohol, is that there's a glass that's sitting there. They say it looks like a highball glass. Well, it's water. It has water in it. And they say that, you know, there's an ashtray that has cigarettes in it. But yet the important thing is Benny's actually done his homework. I mean, he's actually trying to make an argument based on facts, but yet people want to point out, you know, the shortcomings instead of the virtues.
I think the concerns, yep, though, are not so much of what he's drinking, but just some of the racial overtones that may come from the humor that would be derived from this character, this project.
Chris Saunders is an African American. I mean, he is, and I will tell you that we've had, you know, many discussions about, you know, how we want to be sensitive. We've talked to other African Americans about it. You know, in fact, there were some folks, you know, members of the other African Americans who actually wanted us to push the envelope even more, and we didn't feel comfortable doing that. I didn't feel comfortable with some of the, you know, with some of the themes that were discussed, because at the end of the day, you know, we want to get people talking about the issue. That's the real goal in all of this, and we want to get the community connected with community leaders, because we think there's a wider gap now than there's ever been, and there's a huge level of distrust today that exists between the people who sign the front of a paycheck. Or I should say, there's a huge level of distrust on the part of the people who are signing the back of a paycheck as it relates to the people who signed the front of one.
And have you seen the finished movie?
I have not yet. I will see it tonight.
And we've heard that there's, among the jokes in it, just from people in the know, that there's a joke about black people not being able to swim. And you had mentioned that you weren't even comfortable with some of the material.
Right. No, this is a classic example where, again, as artists, and if you read the About Us section, you know, as artists, they wanted to push the envelope, and in fact, other friends of theirs who were members of the African-American community, you know, were saying, this is great, this is funny. We actually have changed it somewhat so that it is very clear and specific that in this case, Benny is only talking about himself.
But is there a joke in it about black people not being able to swim?
You'll have to see the film to find out.
When is it released?
It'll be released tomorrow. You know, the other thing that's amazing to me is I sent an email to you and to everybody else in the media. I sent an email to many people in the media. We had one call from one reporter after 2 weeks of that being out, where clearly we'd done some homework and we put some thought behind it. And now all of a sudden, because it shows up on a blog or it shows up somewhere else, you know, you're interested in talking about it. You know, it's really a shame I didn't see you at the Bridges meeting today. Were you there?
No, I was covering other things that were happening.
I see. Well, when you find the time to get in and to get involved in the issue and understand the facts, then maybe you can criticize others.
I mean, I'm just
but
wondering.
Until you
not,
do,
I'm not criticizing. I'm just asking questions about things that have
well,
been
I know,
heard.
But,
I mean,
but I don't like.
Crazy.
Yeah, but I don't like the tone. And I will tell you that you are part. You and the media are part of the problem. You are creating this divisive environment by making things that they are not. So read the About Us section. Read for yourself what the intentions are, and don't call me again.
But do you think that with this project, I mean, you mentioned the media, this is a work of media. It's a film. Hello?
I'm done with this conversation.
Well, I mean, can I ask one more question?
No, you can't. Goodbye.
I mean, what's the plan for this movie? Like, do you think that this is the right venue for promoting the project?
I'm sorry, I'll let you cut out for just a second.
Oh, do you think this is the right venue for promoting the project?
You know, I think the intent is to reach people who aren't going to respond to either listening to public radio or see something on TV, or, you know, it's the group that literally is just going to be passing information, you know, to one another around the internet, which is the way a lot of people communicate now. And so, again, our goal is not to pretend like we're the only voice and not to support other positions, but to truly create an opportunity for people who weren't involved, just as Brennan and Kyle were. You know, they were basically completely uninformed initially, and you know, they've become educated, and that's what we really want to do. And that's why when you visit our website, you know, not only do we have our information up there, but we also have information as it pertains to the project, and just like anybody else, we want everybody to be informed, fully informed, and form their own opinion.
All right. Anything else you'd like to say?
Nope. Again, I sincerely apologize to you, and appreciate your interest.